Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows in size and brilliance, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies. Filling your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, moving into your lungs. Filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages. Allowing your breath to reconnect you to Mother Earth and the universe. Continue to see this light as it moves through your lungs, moving into each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and your lungs, allowing this blood to flow through your body, carrying life-giving energies to every extremity of your body. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now continue to see this light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing through deeper breathing and the assimilation of your nutrients. Continue to see this light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, activating healing within these organs, allowing you to absorb your light energies to metabolize your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect alignment with the universal forces of creation, allowing your systems to be in perfect harmony, perfect health. And now see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing balance and healing to these organs of regeneration, rejuvenation, reproduction, and release. Allow this energy to give you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, that no longer serve your highest good. And now see this light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and moving into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into a state of perfection, of oneness, of union, of harmony, aligning your thoughts with your heart, with your spirit, with the cosmos, allowing you to become a doorway of light for the higher dimensions to move through, to manifest the higher realms, the higher frequencies within our earth plane. Continue to see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within your body, your mind, your spirit, as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath. See this light as it transforms into a golden white light, raising you in vibration instantly, allowing for the healing of the mind, the body, and the spirit instantaneously, aligning you with the higher frequencies and vibrations of divine source energy. Continue to see this light as it fills your body completely and now begins to move through your pores, the openings of your body, until you are surrounded in a healing bubble of golden white light. Allow this energy to be your protection, to shield you and protect you from any unwanted things, any unwanted energies, protecting you and guiding you in your daily life, caressing and protecting your hair and your skin, healing you on every level. And now see this bubble of light as it expands out into your environment to encompass completely the space that you are in, bringing healing and harmony to all that is within your radius, allowing this light to harmonize all energies, raising them in vibration and frequency. Continue to see the light as it now flows through the walls or any obstacles with ease, moving out into your greater environment, surrounding your home with golden white light, protecting you and your family, bringing blessings of abundance, of peace, of love, of forgiveness to all who dwell within these walls. Continue to see the light as it moves out into your neighborhood, your village, your town, your city. See this light as it moves in 360 degrees, completely encompassing all life, all energies, raising all in vibration and frequency, bringing harmony and peace to your city, your village, your town, and your home. Allowing for the raising of vibration and the healing of all who are touched by this light, instantly being brought into a state of harmony and remembrance. Continue to see this light as it now flows out into your entire country, feeling your country with healing light, raising all in vibration, giving this light freely through your heart, spreading it to raise all in vibration and frequency through the vibration of love and oneness. Continue to expand this light throughout the world until all of our lights join together as one, eliminating the illusion of separation and allowing for oneness in our hearts and our minds and our bodies, as we remember that we are one entity having a myriad of experiences. We unite ourselves through our light and through our love, and we wish well on everyone because everyone is us. Continue to see this light as it now flows deep into the earth, moving through the surface of the land and the waters, reconnecting with our light family, our subterranean family, our family that lives within the deep waters of the earth, the rivers, wherever they are, allowing for reconnection of our light, our love, our oneness, and our remembrance of one another through healing and forgiveness, through love and uplifting, creating harmony and peace on our planet. Continue to see this light as it now expands out into the atmosphere of the earth, allowing this light to dissolve easily any energies, vibrations, frequencies that are discordant, that are not for our highest good. Dissolving them, disintegrating them, and increasing the light, increasing the harmony, increasing the peace, increasing our memory, allowing us to connect with our family that live within the auric field of the earth, the etheric realms, reconnecting us with our light family, moving out into our galaxy, our universe, and the multiverse, to connect with our universal family of light, desiring oneness, connection, reunion, and love to be increased between us. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout our multiverse, reconnecting us, reuniting us, and dissolving any barriers between us, allowing for Mother Earth to ascend into the fifth dimension easily, dissolving the static energies of the third dimension, allowing for oneness through our hearts, our minds, our bodies, through our light and our love. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. How beautiful Thank you so much. How powerful. You all are getting so strong. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. About to cry. I feel it. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we'll begin our discussion today with a review of Arcanum 16, the Lightning card. And then we'll conclude with a brief discussion on the occult science of stellar diagnosis and stellar healing before going to our break. These are the hidden or occult powers of Arcanum 16 and the planet Mars. Mars is a beautiful planet. In its higher octaves, Mars is our protection. Mars is our life force. Each and every one of us have the planets within us because we are the universe and the universe is us. And we have to remember this. So there is always the light and the dark, the duality that we must learn about, that we must see in order to begin to bring harmony to these energies. Because they are simply imbalanced when you see the darkness more than the light. So I want you to get your pens and paper ready so you can take notes on that occult science of stellar diagnosis and stellar healing that we'll go over in just a moment. It is truly fascinating. Now, the Lightning card, Arcanum 16, has revealed to us the dangers of pride and selfishness, along with Arcanum 15, the Dark Magician, which was really a lot about selfishness, how the darkness begins to manifest through this energy. Being struck down because of a haughty spirit and an unclean heart is the message of the Lightning card. It is important for us to remember that no matter how big we think we get, we can all get struck down. Everyone must acknowledge the laws that create harmony in our universe. Going outside of these laws will bring chastisement and an eventual fall, not only to each individual, but to governments, to the people of the world. Everyone is under this law because we are all part of this galactic family. And harmony is what is needed. So when we learn about these laws, we learn about them so that we can be in alignment with creating more harmony in our lives and beginning to heal the discord that may be in our hearts because of some situation or experience that we've had. So when we learn that our thoughts also create vibrations and frequencies, it is the one thing that begins to create this universe and your personal universe. Your thoughts. That is what you have power over. There is no cost. There is no physical price that you pay to have power over your thoughts. It is simply through your willpower, your self-control, that you begin to develop yourself into a person that is more conscious of what you are thinking about. And choosing more harmonic thoughts so that the energies that you create on the astral plane are in harmony and that they will create a life on the physical plane that you desire to have. So if there's anything going on in your life that is unwanted, be it people around you or situations that you think you don't have control over, that is illusion. You are in complete control. But there is things you need to know about yourself in order to take that control back. And that's how powerful you are. You need to know how powerful you are. And some past choices that were made while you were in a state of discord will manifest that discord in your life. So when you begin to look around and you see unwanted things, then you begin to work on a plan of how to change those vibrations and frequencies within the self. That's where it starts. That's where it manifests. Even if you think as a person, they're doing this to me. They did this to me. There are no victims in our universe. We're all co-creators. So this is where you need to take your power back and begin to create the harmony within your mind first. And that's why meditation is so powerful. That's why all the ancient cultures practice meditation in one form or another, because it brings harmony to your mind. Remember, your thoughts are creating your reality. So that's where harmony needs to start, is within your mind. And so it's needed to quiet yourself. But the meditation you choose is important, because it needs to be one that makes you feel at peace, harmonic inside, and full of life. So as Spirit has guided me to practice the internal light meditation, I share that with you because it is so very powerful. And we could do a complete series of shows on the internal light meditation, the power of the light within you. And you can only imagine everything you affect with your light. And then when we spread it out into our environment, our home and our neighborhoods, our city, and moving out throughout the world, we are transforming this earth. And it's just a little at a time, because we have to dissolve the darkness that is within us, because that is what is reflecting into the world. So that's why we always start within the self. We begin to awaken the soul spark, the light of source that is within each and every one of us. And so this creates harmony. This creates harmony within our inner universe, and it will then manifest in our outer universe, our outer world. But we all must start within the self. And this is the message of the lightning card, that when you do not follow the laws of harmony within your mind, within your life, within your choices, then you bring about disharmony. And that disharmony builds up. That energy becomes so strong that it strikes you. It strikes you because you're the one who sent it out. Maybe unconsciously, but you're the one who sent it out. And so it encourages us all to become very conscious of our thoughts, of our deeds, of our actions. And this is one of the reasons why I love this sacred tarot. The energies that we are learning about, they are helping us to be better people, to live more harmonic lives, to be in divine alignment. And another message of the lightning card is that we are to ignore evil. And that's hard when it's all around you. But it is one of the most powerful things we can do to cut it off. We're reminded that evil forces must be ignored, and that simply fighting something gives it more life, gives it more power. So we are told to put light on it and to remove our attention from it. The high energy of love, of light, paralyzes the evil forces, and they can accomplish nothing in the presence of this love. So you are told to not only send love, but to be love, to be the vibration, the highest vibration of love, that highest form of Neptune. And this is your protection, and this is how you bring greater blessings into your life. So now, let's briefly talk about the occult science of stellar diagnosis and stellar healing. This is done by referring to the arcanum ruled by the planet. This is why I told you to create a chart. And this way, you can find a natural method of treatment, which is most efficient in correcting the discords that are caused by the planetary energies within you. Each one of these planets are within you. And there's a resonant frequency. And we talked about those in our first season. Now, we talked about the universe within, and that's when I gave you those hertz, the frequencies of each planet, so that you can meditate on them. So go back to season one and seek that information out. It is very positive if you have not heard that information yet. So the occult science of stellar diagnosis and stellar healing works like this. If there is an affliction that is being caused by the sun that is within you, then you need more light. The internal light meditation is amazing for this. It brings all back into harmony. But you not only need more light within you, you need more light outside of you. Open your curtains, go for walks. You don't have to sit in the direct sun. You can sit in the shade on a sunny day and you'll still get the light. You need more light in your mind. You need to open your mind to greater wisdom. This is due to the afflictions of the sun that cause you to need more light in your life. Now, if it is Mercury, the mercurial energy within you, then mental healing is needed. If the affliction is caused by Venus, then usually these signs are of depletion of energy. And this is supported by rest and recreation. If Mars is the issue, then there's usually a temperature present. And clays, earth and clays, will assist with this. So you would use the bentonite clays. You can use all different forms of clays, taking baths with them, putting them on your body, using them on your face. Clay brings fevers down, but these are caused by Mars imbalances within the body. This is also good in cases of anger. People who have a lot of anger, their Mars is greatly imbalanced. If Jupiter is out of balance, then your diet needs to be tended to. A corrective diet is needed. If Saturn is your issue, you will need earth baths using clays and oils and more exposure to the outdoors to correct this imbalance. If Uranus is out of balance, then your electromagnetic field of your body will be weakened. And this condition responds well to electromedicines and grounding, getting yourself on the earth, take your shoes and socks off and touch the earth. If Neptune is out of balance within you, then you will need spiritual healing to correct this. If the planet Pluto is the issue, then you will need to use the music or the frequencies of the stars to correct this. And water is the natural remedy for afflictions that are caused by the moon. Hydrotherapy is needed. And how do you know that these energies are out of balance or causing your afflictions? You can muscle test yourself to find out which ones are out of balance and what you need to work on. So now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the star, the 17th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the star card, also known by the same name in the modern day tarot. This is the 17th of the 22 major arcana in the sacred Egyptian tarot. The star, astrologically, relates to the sign of Gemini. In occult science, the meaning is cosmic alchemy. The human function is the sense of sight. The natural remedies are herbs such as madder, tansy, vervain, woodbine, yarrow, meadowsweet, privet, and doggrass. The colors are the lighter shades of violet. The mineral is the talismanic gem beryl and such stones that are striped. The letters are F, P, and PH. All of those are synonymous. The number is 17, and you know these are all synonymous with one another. F17 expresses in the spiritual world as immortality. In the intellectual world, it expresses as the interior light that illuminates the spirit. And this is why we do the internal light meditation. In the physical world, as hope. In divination, Arcanum 17 may be read as truth, hope, and faith. Now please close your eyes in order to see the star card within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum 17 is pictured as a blazing star with 8 rays, the center of which has a white triangle with its point upward, joined at its base to a black triangle with its point downward. This blazing star is surrounded by 7 other stars. It hovers over a nude young woman who has one foot upon the sea and the other upon the land. She pours the fluid of universal life from 2 cups. One is made of gold and the other of silver. Behind the young woman stands a flower with 3 blossoms, and above the flower, a butterfly opens its wings. The young woman is the emblem of truth. She is nude, to signify that truth can only be perceived when stripped of the preconceived ideas and dogmatic opinions with which it has been clothed through social conditioning. The woman kneels partly upon the land and partly upon the sea, to denote that truth is dual, the truth of reality and that of appearances, the truth of the practical and that of the ideal. The fluid is poured from a silver cup into the sea to indicate that the loving emotional side of humans must be nourished in order to grasp the inner truth. And the fluid is poured from a golden cup upon the land to denote the necessity of cultivating the positive and the reasoning intellect if humans are to possess the external truth. The fluid flowing from the golden cup represents the forces of man, and from the silver cup, the forces of woman. Together, they reveal the truth of all, seen and unseen. They also indicate the truth of the soul-mate bond. And this shows how the finer energies of man help to rejuvenate the woman by giving her physical energy, and how the finer forces of woman rejuvenate the man and give him spiritual energy. Their forces mutually sustain each other and make immortality possible. The 8-pointed star symbolizes the law of equilibrium. It is the balance between spirit and matter, male and female, the inner and the outer. It represents the inner realization and the outer, both the birth of the soul and the birth of the body. The seven stars surrounding the eight-pointed star indicates the manifesting of the law of equilibrium into form through the balancing of polarized opposites. The two trines found within the larger star symbolize the polarized opposites, the light and darkness of the mind, as well as the hermetic axiom, as above, so below, and reveals that evolution implies a preceding involution. It also indicates the need to experience both good and evil in order to progress and evolve the soul. The flower of three blossoms represents the three planes of existence, spiritual, mental, and physical, from which the soul gains wisdom. The soul's experiences give it the strength and wisdom to attain immortality, which is symbolized by the butterfly. And that is absolutely beautiful. Now, numerically, number 17 is the second decave of eight, denoting the crystallized condition of arcanum number eight, polarized to the frequency level of the veil Isis, which is the number two arcanum. It is involution followed by evolution, because matter is but polarized spirit. Matter evolves from spiritual energy. In the universe, there is but one principle, which manifests under two modes of motion, force and will. There is but one energy, which manifests as male and female. And there is but one agent, which manifests as matter and spirit. There is one truth that manifests as reality and appearances. This is the truth represented by the star of Arcanum number 17, according to the ancient Egyptian tarot. In astrology, the most dual sign is Gemini. This sign is pictured among the constellations as the twins, representing reason and intuition. This signifies the most interior and free use of the intellect and corresponds to the day house of Mercury, the planet of mental expression. And thus, Gemini is fitting as a symbol of truth. The human function of Arcanum 17 is the sense of sight. The first step toward truth is perception, being able to perceive it. This perception should embrace both sides of the coin. True knowledge requires an inner comprehension of both things that are seen and unseen. Mercury rules both Gemini and the eyes. It is most closely associated with the external vision. This is confirmed by the natives of Gemini, who express a restless use of their eyes. They search unceasingly for new information and new experiences. Now, in alchemy, Arcanum 17 pictures the finding of the fountain of eternal youth. And this is where you get the young woman. Gold and silver have been completely purified and the dross removed. And the result of their transmuted state is a fluid that gives life. This fountain is believed to exist within the external world and has been sought out for centuries. But it is always found within the self. There's no need to look outside of you. It is within you. As a result of the transmutation of the soul, this fountain will be realized, and a true transformation of the physical form will take place. You will be rejuvenated on a physical level to mirror the internal transformation. That is powerful. Now in magic, Arcanum 17 is the perception of both the external and the internal truth. Such perception is made possible through the development of the soul senses. Now, I'm going to stop here and go a little deeper into this because this one we can dive really deep into. Now, we talked about soul senses in season one, and we expressed them as the ancient Egyptians sharing with us that we have 360 senses. And we only know that we have five. We only know of five. So that leaves quite a few, 355 left, that need to be discovered. So what are these? We can clump them all together and call them a sixth sense. That would be, I think, to our disadvantage. But the soul senses are what need to be developed, cultivated within the self. And these are your intuitions, your ability to see with the inner eye, the ability to hear, and so on. You have all these inner senses to match the outers and beyond. And so these things that we know nothing about begin to develop as we work on ourselves, as we move through the alchemy of the soul. We will then begin to experience things that cannot be described or discerned by others. And the only way that we can share this is through using the English language, which really fails most times, trying to explain what you are experiencing. Because most people know nothing about this side of reality. But it is, to say another world, to say another universe is better. Because it doesn't function the same way as our physical world. And it begins to show you that what we think of as physical, solid, constant, is truly illusion. Absolutely, it is illusion. And I want to share very quickly with you an experience that I had. I've had many experiences. And I guess this is why I love this stuff, because it helps me understand the experiences I've had. I was on a trip going to see a friend who lives in Kentucky. And I have traveled from Cleveland to Kentucky on many occasions, going all the way down to Atlanta. Used to travel to Atlanta regularly. And the highway we take out of Cleveland is 71 South. And then you get into Cincinnati, you hit 75 South to move into Lexington and Versailles, or Versailles, as they call it. So I'm on a trip. It's a beautiful day. I'm traveling and I'm alone. And I've got my music going. I'm listening to some salsa. And I'm jamming in the car, you know. And I get right outside of Cincinnati and I look at the time. And it was around 4 o'clock. And I said, oh, no. Because downtown Cincinnati is like a nightmare at 4 o'clock. And I have to get through this traffic. And there's all this construction, of course, as always, going on. And I'm just like, oh, no, that's really going to set me back. And I didn't want to be on the road. And I surely didn't want to get caught in this rush hour traffic in Cincinnati. But I just went on and I just kept, you know, dancing in the car with my good music. And all of a sudden, I see this sign, I-75 South, like 20 miles outside of downtown Cincinnati. Like, what happened? Where did this come from? Never. You have to go through downtown Cincinnati to hit I-75. And so I'm like, well, maybe because of all this crazy traffic, they made I-75 connection out here. That would be great. That's a great idea because going through downtown is a nightmare. It's always so congested and just really bad. So I was so excited. 75 South, no way. Yes. Oh, I'm going to get on this highway. So I get off the little, you know, the exit. I see the weirdest thing because this exit is not only taking me I-75 South, but I also see another extension for I-275 South, which is the interchange, right? That takes you to 275 South. So I'm like, that is so weird. Why would 275 South be right next to 75 South? If you're trying to go 70, just get on 75 South. Anyway, I thought that was strange, but I went on and took 75 South and I'm driving and I'm again jamming to my music. But all of a sudden, things just start feeling a little weird. It was weird because there was like no traffic. And I'm driving and I know I'm getting closer to downtown Cincinnati because I was just like 20 minutes outside of downtown. I should start seeing buildings and more traffic and so on. And every now and then there's a car that passes and they're driving just like slow and just, you know, comfortable. And I'm like, what is going on? It just started feeling really weird. So I'm still driving and I get to looking around and I start seeing all these trees. And there's so many trees that there's just no way I'm getting closer to downtown Cincinnati. So I'm thinking, how is this taking me away from that? I should go through downtown. So anyway, I'm still on this road. So I start calling people. So I call my son and I said, look, I'm on this strange highway. I don't know what happened. I'm on 75 South. I hit it 20 miles outside of downtown Cincinnati. I want you to get on Google Maps right now and look and see if you see this highway I'm on. So he looks on it. He says, Mom, I don't see it. I don't see it. So what do you mean you don't see it? He said, I don't see it. I said, well, I'm on it. And it's weird because I'm seeing all these trees like there's no freaking houses, no buildings, nothing. So he's like, just get wherever you're supposed to be going, whatever dimension you're in, get where you're supposed to be going. And so that happened. I went all the way to the end of the state of Ohio to cross over the river into Kentucky. And I never went through downtown Cincinnati. Completely freaked me out. Okay. Crossed the bridge and that's where I hit all the traffic. Once I hit the bridge to cross over. And it got even stranger after that. But I'm sharing with you that due to our frequency, we attract different parallel realities to us. And when you start experiencing stuff like this, nobody believes you. But it just so happened that my daughter went with me on the trip, same destination, and we experienced the same thing. She was in the car with me. So the law of attraction is real. So this is why you want to get your vibration high and keep it high. Because it attracts to you. So to move back into the magic of Arcanum number 17, I want you to understand that the positive is real and the negative is real. So because of the law of attraction or the like attracting like, even the slightest desire to deceive other people will attract deceiving influences into your life. So you should have caution. You should have caution here. The desires of the unconscious mind have a tendency to warp information. When you latch on to an idea or a sentiment, it activates an emotional response. And this response can be so intense that it is mistaken for a soul response. The reason for caution here is the thought images that are being projected by others who have more powerful minds can influence emotional responses from an individual or within a group of people. These emotional responses are so intense that they are then believed to be soul responses to truth, when they are in fact merely influenced and dominated by other controlling thought forms. This is the thought diffusion or mind control that we spoke of in previous shows. So the key here is that you have to develop and cultivate your soul senses in order to be able to feel that something is off or that something is not right. And this will cause you to take the time to pray about it or to meditate on this idea or sentiment. You must first learn to slow down and look deeper into things that activate strong emotional responses in your life. You must be cautious of the dark magic that is being used on our planet today to get people to move in a certain direction through activating their emotional responses to things. And remember, fear is always used by the dark side. So be conscious of that. Now, in initiation, in the soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum number 17 represents the attainment of divine illumination through the balancing of the soul and the ego. When your spirituality is sufficiently activated, a harmony is developed between the soul and the ego. This leads to freedom. This is not about the annihilation of the ego, but the need to create a harmonic balance between the spirit and the flesh. This is the ability, through increased knowledge, to direct your life in harmony with the laws of cosmic evolution. And that is what we are all striving for. So you will grow so powerful. You will grow so very powerful that you will know that everything that I am sharing with you is true. But the thing about becoming an initiate in the mystery schools is that you have to begin to practice these laws. You have to put them into practice. And you have to desire for the good of all. That has to be your ultimate desire. And so when you are practicing your internal light meditation, you are doing your shadow work, cleansing your shadow, you are visualizing positive things for the planet, for humanity, and for your own life, of course, then you will begin to grow and you will begin to shed the heavier, the darker, the dense energies that do not serve you. And you will become a very powerful being of light. You are already that, but you are moving back into that frequency and that vibration because your energy has been marred and filled with this heavy, dense darkness by going through this experience of a physical incarnation. But you will become so powerful that instead of being subject to the stars, you begin to compel the obedience of them. That is who you are. You are the fifth element. This is divine illumination. This is how all of your dreams can come true. Putting this into practice, you will know for yourself. So please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the sacred Egyptian tarot to discover Arcanum 18, the moon card, also known by the same name in the modern day tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.